This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Lost in Peckerwood Part 2 by George Tasker. Chapter 2. Emily and Sharon sat in the seat of the old pickup truck in uncomfortable silence. The radio was blaring out some awful bluegrass banjo music, and the pickup's driver, Lester, had a wide grin on his face as he steered the truck along the dark country road. Emily licked her lips and her brow wrinkled slightly in disgust. She could still taste the musty flavor of hillbilly cum in her mouth. Several hours ago, the two pretty young women had broken down about 50 miles along the deserted country road out of the township of Peckerwood. Just as they were beginning to give up hope of being rescued, along came Lester in his pickup truck offering them a ride back to town. The ride had proved to be costly, however. In exchange for his help, the middle-aged redneck had demanded oral sex from the two well-endowed young beauties. They had reluctantly agreed to his terms and then been forced to give him head on the side of the deserted country road. After Lester had thoroughly fucked both their pretty mouths, and Emily had choked down his load, they'd all piled into the pickup truck and headed back to town. Every so often, as he shifted gears in the old truck, he reached down and patted Sharon's thigh below her short skirt as she sat beside him. The voluptuous blonde had crept as far along the seat away from him as she could get, squashing right up beside her friend, but she was still within reach of the lecherous driver's hands. As they pulled into town, Lester gave Sharon's firm thigh a squeeze. "Welcome to Peckerwood, girls," the grizzled old man announced. He drove the pickup directly to a broken-down two-story building near the center of town. Emily squinted up through the darkness at the building and could just make out a faded old sign indicating the dilapidated building was in fact the Peckerwood Hotel.
"You sure the mechanic will be closed?"
asked Emily, casting her gaze dubiously over the run-down hotel.
"Sorry, darling, it's past 8. Old Jimbo usually locks up around 3.
The hick replied. Emily sighed and pushed the truck's door open, climbing out. Sharon quickly followed behind, doing her best to stop her miniskirt from riding up too high and giving Lester more of an eyeful than he deserved.
"You said your dad runs the hotel?"
asked Emily as Lester led them up to the door.
"Yeah, that's right. His name's Jethro."
Emily and Sharon exchanged a quick glance as they followed Lester inside. The place was definitely run down. The front door led to a large open barroom with several tables and chairs scattered throughout, many broken, and a long bar ran along the right wall, only half stocked by the looks, and most of that was whiskey. On the opposite wall, a large spiral staircase led up to the second floor. There was no sign of Jethro, or anyone else for that matter, as Lester ushered them inside and over to the nearest table.
"Billy!"
roared Lester. His shout was surprisingly loud and caused both Emily and Sharon to wince.
"Billy, get your ass in her, boy. We got guests!"
barked the middle-aged redneck. There was some crashing from the back end of the bar, through a door on the far wall. After a few moments, it burst open and a long-haired young man burst through. He looked about 18, a couple years younger than Emily and Sharon. He was dressed in a pair of dirty blue jeans, white sneakers, and a faded t-shirt that had a picture of Hulk Hogan on it. He was a somewhat awkward-looking young man, with buck teeth, a heavily freckled face, and long, greasy-looking brown hair.
"This here's my son Billy," said Lester, introducing the boy. "Billy, get these fine ladies a drink and some food. They'll be staying in Pa's hotel tonight."
Billy paused, gaping at the two beautiful young women. The teenager couldn't help but admire the girls' fit young bodies, beautiful long hair, and model-like faces. His gaze was drawn especially to their impressively swelling chests that more than filled the tight-fitting tops they were wearing. His lecherous gaze made it clear to the two young blondes that Billy took after his father.
"Get to it, boy, or you'll get a smash," growled Lester.
Billy snapped out of his daze and hurried back out the door he'd come in, presumably to a kitchen.
"Take a seat," offered Lester. "I'll go find Pa for you."
The two girls glanced uncomfortably at each other again, a little creeped out by the inbred, three generations of rednecks operation that seemed to be going on here. They took a seat at the nearest table as Lester headed upstairs to find his father.
"We should have stayed at the car,"
Emily whispered to her friend, keeping her voice low and glancing up at where Lester had disappeared to. The dirty old redneck scared the shit out of her. She could hardly believe she'd actually given him head less than an hour ago.
"It was so gross."
"I think you're right," replied Sharon.
"Let's just keep it cool till morning, then get your car fixed quick and get the fuck out of here."
"Agreed,"
nodded Emily. She leant quickly back in her chair as Lester came back down the stairs, an ancient old white-haired man following behind him.
"This here's my pa, Jethro. He owns the place,"
said Lester as they reached the bottom of the stairs.
"Pleased to meet you, ladies,"
said the older man with a slight nod. Jethro must have been well over 70. His face was a wrinkled, leathery mask covered in several liver spots and stubbly white whiskers.
The old hillbilly wore a brown dressing gown that made him look a little like a Hugh Hefner wannabe, if it weren't for his hunched old body and scrawny matchstick legs poking out the bottom. Jethro sucked on his gums as he spoke, clearly missing more than a couple of teeth.
You ladies after a room for the night?
Yes,
murmured Sharon, her voice breaking a little as she answered.
It'll cost ya,
snapped the old man, and Sharon's heart sank. An imagine of her and Emily on their knees sucking on the old man's withered, wrinkled penis suddenly leaping into her mind.
How much?
Asked Emily nervously.
$50.
Cash,
replied Jethro. Sharon breathed out an audible sigh of relief.
No problem.
Lester grinned down at the two girls, his eyes once again roving over their trim young figures, mentally undressing them.
Me and Pa are gonna go get your rooms ready. Billy'll be out shortly with some food and drink. Make yourselves at home, ladies,
said Jethro with a creepy little chuckle as he followed his middle-aged son back up the stairs. Emily glanced at her friend as the two rednecks left, rolling her eyes.
Is this family for real?
She whispered. They didn't have any time to talk as almost immediately Billy returned to the common room, carrying a tray in front of him. He moved over to their table and set the tray in front of them. On the tray were two plates of very greasy, slightly burnt-looking steak, eggs and chips, a bottle of red wine and two slightly grubby-looking wine glasses. Billy grinned at the two girls, hovering over them for a moment, glancing down at Sharon's long legs that were crossed, displaying plenty of her sleek, tan thighs below the hem of her short skirt. After a moment the teenager moved away and busied himself behind the bar cleaning glances and occasionally sneaking peeks at the two sexy young women.
He creeps the shit out of me,
Sharon whispered.
Tell me about it,
agreed Emily. She picked up a fork and poked at the overcooked, grease-covered steak on the plate in front of her. Her stomach churned at thought of eating it, so she instead poured two glasses of wine. After the afternoon and evening they were having, they could both use a drink. Sharon took the glass as soon as Emily poured it and took a long swallow of wine. It was cheap and a little vinegary tasting, but at least it was alcohol.
Not exactly the wild drinking we were planning to be doing in California,
she remarked. Emily nodded, taking a sip from her own glass, then making a grimace at the taste.
This tastes terrible. Worse than Lester's cum?
Asked Sharon with a grin.
Oh, shut up. I never want to be reminded of that again.
The two girls laughed and took another drink of the wine, uncomfortably aware of young Billy's lecherous stares in their direction. Sharon rubbed her forehead.
My head hurts, it's be a shit day. Shit is an understatement,
replied Emily, and both girls couldn't help but giggle noisily. Emily stared at the steak in front of her. Her stomach felt hollow, and the steak was looking more appetizing by the minute. Instead, she took another gulp of wine, emptying her glass. Behind the bar, Billy turned on the radio. Lively rockabilly music filled the room, causing both girls to glance in his direction. Sharon couldn't help but grin as she watched Billy bobbing his head along with the music. She drank the last of her wine and passed her glass to Emily for a refill.
How about we stick to the highway once the car's fixed?
For sure,
agreed Emily, blinking her eyes and looking strangely at her wine glass. Her head felt a little dizzy. Perhaps she should have eaten first rather than drunk on an empty stomach. Emily jumped in her seat as she turned and saw Billy standing right beside her. The 18-year-old yokel was staring down the neckline of her t-shirt, getting a good look at her cleavage as he hovered over her.
Wanna dance?
Billy asked her, holding out his hand. Emily frowned, staring up at Billy in confusion. She had a feeling in her gut that dancing with Billy was a bad idea, but her tired brain wouldn't cooperate.
Okay.
She stammered, reached out and taking Billy's offered hand. The long-haired teen helped the beautiful buxom blonde to her feet and led her out to the center of the room to dance. He immediately pulled her forward as he began to dance, and she stumbled forward, almost falling into his arms. Although the music was a fast, high-energy song, Billy and Emily's dance was more like a slow dance. Emily found her body pressed right up against Billy's, the younger man's arms around her waist, holding her close. She was fuzzily aware that her large breasts were pressed up against Billy's chest, and she could clearly feel a slight bulge in his jeans pressing against her thigh. Something was a little wrong in Emily's mind, but she couldn't quite tell what it was. Billy slipped his hands around to the small of Emily's back and drew her in closer, his hips rolling as he ground his crotch against hers. The horny teen's hands then slid down to cup Emily's firm, rounded buttocks, giving them a squeeze through her tight jeans. Emily gasped at his grope but didn't protest, frowning at the young man she was dancing with as he began to knead her firm ass cheeks. Back at the table, Sharon had emptied another glass of wine and was watching the dancing pair, tapping her foot in time with the music. A few minutes before she had thought Billy was a creepy little fucker, but now she strangely yearned to be dancing with him in Emily's place. She wrinkled her brow in annoyance, and took another deep swallow of wine.
You're a good dancer,
murmured Emily to Billy as he fondled her lovely peachy ass.
You're pretty fucking hot,
breathed Billy. He was almost panting, his breathing hard and fast as he ground his erection against her, practically dry humping the busted beauty through their clothes. One of Billy's hands slipped up from Emily's ass, sliding up her side into her chest, cupping one of her large breasts through her t-shirt. Emily gave a little moan of pleasure as Billy squeezed the side of her right boob, his palms slipping between their close bodies to properly squeeze at the round melon. Billy leant forward, burying his face in Emily's neck and breathing in the scent of her as he groped. His hand was kneading the blonde's big round tit like it was a stress ball, his other hand cupping the underside of her nicely curved ass and holding her body tight against his. Billy's fingers found Emily's nipple and he pinched it through her shirt, causing her to gasp, but still she didn't slap him or move away. Billy suddenly felt a tap on his shoulder. He glanced back to see Sharon standing next to him, her hands resting on her shapely hips. She looked fantastic in her short skirt and tight pink tank top.
"My turn," Sharon insisted.
Billy nodded, peeling Emily off him as he took Sharon in his arms and started to dance with her. Emily moved mutely back to their table and poured herself some more wine as Billy pulled Sharon's luscious curves tight against him slim body, her heavy breasts crushing against his chest in a most interesting manner. As they began to sway in time with the music, Billy's hands rapidly made their way to Sharon's spectacular ass, giving the firm globes a squeeze. He palmed both of her luscious buttocks, drawing her body in tighter against his, grinding his erection into her as they danced. Without any protest from Sharon, Billy peeled up the back of her short skirt, lifting it up to her waist and exposing her G-string-clad posterior, the firm, deliciously tanned buttocks left bare by the skimpy panties. Billy gave a moan as his hands touched Sharon's bare ass and began to fondle, kneading the round cheeks of her ass vigorously. As Billy worked Sharon's beautiful ass in his groping hands, Sharon's fuzzy mind struggled to work out what was wrong. She knew that something odd was going on, but couldn't quite put her finger what it was.
"I see you got them warmed up for us, son," came Lester's loud voice from the top of the stairs.
At his father's words, Billy immediately let go of Sharon's ass and stepped back away from her, apparently slightly fearful of the older redneck.
"Why, yuppa,"
Billy replied in a stammer, nodding vigorously.
"The stuff has kicked in, they're all set."
Lester grinned and rubbed his hands together as he walked down the staircase, his father Jethro following close behind.
"We've hit the goldmine, lads," Lester announced.
"These two tight-bodied sluts are the jackpot."
He pointed at where Sharon was standing, her skirt still hitched up around her waist.
"That one's got a mouth like a fucking vacuum cleaner."
Sharon frowned up at the two older hillbillies as they made their way down to the bottom of the stairs. Emily had barely noticed them coming back and was still drinking her fresh glass of red wine. Old Jethro walked over to where Emily was sitting and reached down, grabbing her right tit through her t-shirt and giving it a hard squeeze.
"I'll start with this one,"
the old man announced as he slid his hand over to her left breast and gave that a squeeze as well.
"Sure thing, Pa,"
agreed Lester as he moved towards Sharon.
"Do I get to fuck them this time?"
asked Billy hopefully. The young 18-year-old was rubbing at the bulging front of his pants.
"No, Billy,"
growled Lester as he stepped in front of Sharon.
"I've told you before, you can't fuck em till you're 21.
"Aw, shit, Pa,"
moaned Billy.
"I bet they ain't 21.
Lester reached out and grabbed both of Sharon's tits in his hands, giving them a firm squeeze and then jiggling the large melons beneath her top.
"Maybe not, but with hooters this big, they gotta get a fucking."
Lester glanced back at his son with a look of sympathy.
"Don't worry, boy, you can still nut off in their mouths,"
Billy sighed.
"Guess a blowjob is better than nothing. When I was your age, I was lucky to get a handjob,"
snapped old Jethro. The old 70-year-old had straddled Emily's lap, his dirty old dressing gown gaping open to reveal a nude, withered old body, his cock lost in a mass of gray pubic hair between his skinny legs. He grinned up at Emily, and she looked blankly back at him, strangely wondering why the old geezer was sitting on her lap. Jethro reached for the bottom of Emily's t-shirt and lifted it up, pulling it over the ample swell of her breasts, revealing a lacy white bra that lifted her massive boobs, forming a mouth-wateringly deep cleavage. The old man cupped the underside of Emily's heavy tits, giving them a squeeze through her bra and then bent forward, burying his face in her cleavage as he kissed and slobbered over her lovely big jugs. Lester, meanwhile, had pulled Sharon into his arms and was hungrily kissing her, shoving his tongue deep into her mouth as his mustache and whiskers scraped against her smooth young skin. His hands were all over her as he tried to devour her mouth, squeezing her G-string-covered ass and groping her tits through her top. Billy stood off to the side, watching the two older men as they ravished the busty young blondes. Billy's cock was hard as a rock in his pants, but due to the pecking order of their family, he had no one to stick it into. His only consolation is that he would be allowed to use one of the girls' mouths later on. Jethro had yanked down the lacy cups of Emily's bra and was feasting on her bare knockers, sucking hungrily on her hard nipples as he squeezed and pinched at the rest of her lovely boobs. The old man then lifted himself up off Emily's lap and sat back on the edge of the table which was just behind him. He grabbed Emily by the hair and pulled her face down towards his hairy crotch. Jethro's hard, veiny cock was jutting out from between his legs, impressively erect for his advanced age. The hard pull speared between Emily's lips as her face was yanked down into the old man's lap, his cock sliding across her tongue and lodging deep in the back of her mouth.
"Oh yeah,"
groaned Jethro, moaning at the fantastic feel of the young woman's mouth sliding down his cock. He got a firm grip on Emily's head and started to move her head up and down in his lap, forcing his cock to slid in and out of her mouth. Emily still felt groggy and out of it, but her instincts kicked in as she felt the old man's cock full her mouth, and the pretty blonde began to dutifully suck on his cock. Across the room, Lester threw aside Sharon's top which he just yanked over her head. The lovely blonde wore a white satin bra that was patterned with maroon roses, the attractive piece of lingerie enhancing her already impressive assets. Lester had already pulled down her skirt so she was left standing there in her underwear. The middle-aged redneck grinned at the sight of the nearly naked young beauty, licking his lips in anticipation of fucking her sexy body.
"Why don't you help me get her out of that fancy lingerie, Billy?"
"Sure thing, Pa,"
Billy quickly agreed. He was eager to join in the fun. Billy approached the lingerie-clad beauty from behind, running both hands over the spectacular globes of her buttocks once again, before moving around to stand in front of her. The horny teenager reached up and squeezed Sharon's big tits through her bra and then stroked his hands down over her taut, flat stomach and slipped a hand up between her sleek thighs, cupping her sex through her panties. He noticed that the clasp on her bra was in front, buried in Sharon's vast cleavage. Billy reached between the massive slopes of her breasts, grabbing the clasp of her bra and unhooking it. He then pushed away the satin cups of her bra, running his hands over her bare breasts in the process. The bra fell to her feet, leaving Sharon standing topless in front of Billy, wearing only an ultra-skimpy G-string. The young country boy was practically drooling at the mind-boggling sight.
"She's real sexy,"
Billy said admiringly as his hands went back to Sharon's uncovered tits, cupping the naked orbs in his hands and squeezing, his skinny fingers sinking into the firm flesh, her nipples jutting against his palms.
"Like I said, we hit the jackpot,"
agreed Lester.
"Now hurry up and get her naked for me,"
he added impatiently. Billy gave Sharon's big tits one last squeeze, then he crouched down in front of her, hooking his fingertips into the waistband of her G-string. He licked his parched lips, and then slowly peeled down the final piece of her clothing, his eyes going wide as her neatly trimmed pubic mouth came into view. Billy swallowed as he pulled her G-string down over her perfect thighs, his gaze taking in the sight of the glistening lips of Sharon's vagina.
"Fuck me,"
he breathed, running his fingertips along the slit of Sharon's cunt and flicking her clit. Meanwhile, old Jethro was going to town in Emily's mouth. He was jamming his hard cock repeatedly into the dazed blonde's mouth, the room filling with squelching noises. Jethro had one hand back on her bare tits, groping at he fucked her mouth, his balls churning as he ravished the gloriously attractive young woman.
"Time to fuck,"
grunted Jethro, letting go of Emily's head and yanked her to her feet. The old man hurriedly fumbled at the front of Emily's jeans, unbuttoning the fly with shaking hands and then yanking down her jeans, revealing a pair of lacy panties that matched her push-up bra. The panties quickly followed Emily's jeans around her ankles and then she was shoved forward, bending over the edge of the table, her lovely bare ass jutting up towards where Jethro stood directly behind her, his hard cock held in one hand ready for insertion.
"On your hands and knees,"
Lester instructed Sharon back over on the other side of the room. The blonde seemed to hesitate a moment as if she was doing something wrong, but then dropped down to the floor, waiting patiently on her hands and knees, ass up in the air. Lester moved down behind Sharon, unzipping the front of his overalls and shrugging them off his shoulders. He reached inside the waistband of his Y-front underwear and tugged out an erect penis. He leant in against her, resting his palm on her ass and leaning quite a surprising amount of weight on the kneeling blonde. His other hand fumbled between them as he guided the tip of his erect against the entrance to Sharon's pussy.
"You about to get screwed, city slicker,"
he told her, grinning wildly. With a grunt, he grabbed her by the hips and jammed his cock into her pussy. Sharon moaned loudly at the penetration, her body shunting forward, her heavy breasts swinging beneath her. Lester moaned and began to thrust his hips, driving his hard cock into the kneeling beauty, his hips slapping against her ass.
"What you waiting for, boy?"
Lester asked Billy, his breathing heavy as he slammed into Sharon's tight cunt.
"You gonna fuck her mouth or not?"
Billy didn't have to be told twice. He scrambled out of his jeans and quickly knelt down in front of Sharon's face. The blonde was groaning and moaning as Lester fucked her doggy style. Billy pulled his hard cock out of his underpants, happy to finally free it. He reached out and grabbed Sharon by the jaw, holding her mouth still as he pushed his cock between her lips.
MMPHF.
Sharon's moan was cut off as her mouth was suddenly stuffed with Billy's hard cock. The 18-year-old gave a grunt of pleasure as he pushed his cock deep into her mouth.
"Suck it, bitch,"
he growled, grabbing the top of her head with both hands and pulling her face harder into his groin, his cock sliding deep into her mouth. Old Jethro was also preparing for penetration, only he had a completely different orifice in mind. The 70-year-old grabbed one of Emily's firm buttocks in each hand, pulling the lovely cheeks apart and exposing the puckered entrance to her asshole. He moved his hips forward, carefully guiding the tip of his old cock to her ass. With a slow moan of pleasure, he pushed, stuffing the head of his cock up Emily's ass. The blonde gave a cry of pain as his fat old cock went up her bottom. Emily had never done anal before, but she didn't do anything to stop Jethro as he started to bugger her, his hard cock pushing deeper into her rear with each surge of his skinny old hips. Billy arched his back as he leant his hips in towards Sharon's mouth, forcing his cock deep between her full lips. Sharon almost gagged as Billy's hard cock sunk into the hilt, her lips pressing right around the base of his shaft, and her nose touching his pubic hair. The horny teenager began to rapidly swing his hips, his prick sawing quickly in and out of Sharon's hot mouth. She did her best to suck on his cock as it jackhammered in and out. Lester grinned across Sharon's bare back as his son took his pleasure with her mouth. The older man was thoroughly enjoying the curvy blonde's pussy, fucking her hard doggy style, ramming his cock into her cunt with great gusto.
"You giving that bitch a good ass fucking pop?"
Lester asked his father.
"She ain't gonna be walking straight tomorrow,"
the old man replied. Back on the table, Emily gave a moan as Jethro's old cock slammed into her ass again, his hips grinding against her buttocks as he bottomed out, his prick buried to the hilt in her posterior.
"Go, Grandpa,"
cheered Billy. He reached beneath Sharon's bobbing head, capturing one of her large tits in his hand and giving it a squeeze as he face-fucked the voluptuous blonde.
"Oh, fuck,"
groaned Billy as he felt his cock suddenly spurt inside Sharon's hot mouth. He let go of her breast and grabbed her head in both hands, arching backwards and lunging his cock deep as he came. Sharon swallowed desperately as the 18-year-old unloaded in her mouth. Thick ropes of sticky cum squirted from Billy's pulsing cock, shooting across Sharon's tongue as she drank his seed.
"Man, that was good,"
he breathed as he slumped back, his dripping cock slipping from between Sharon's full lips as he sat back on his heels. Sharon stared down at Billy's spent dick, her eyes slightly glazed. Suddenly her head lurched upwards as Lester grabbed a handful of her hair, yanking her head up and arching her back as he thrust in her pussy. "Take that cock, bitch!" The older man growled, his hips pumping as he increased the speed and roughness of his thrusts. If he hadn't already been sucked off by the two girls, he would have shot his load already. It felt fantastic to be pumping this perfect specimen. The oldest of the three men, Jethro, was the next to come. Emily's tight ass proved too much for the 70-year-old to resist. With a long, loud groan of lust, the old man stuffed his cock deep into the busted blonde's ass and exploded, pumping her ass full of cum as he lurched against her.
"Fuck!"
grunted Jethro, clutching tightly onto Emily's shapely hips as his whole body twitched against her, his cock throbbing as it released his sperm. Jethro pulled out and moved around to Emily's face, offering his sticky cock up to her lips. "Clean me off," he ordered, breathing very heavily. Emily mutely took the old man's cock into her wet mouth without any objection, sucking it clean despite the fact it had come straight out of her ass.
"That's it, you dirty bitch, suck that cock,"
muttered Jethro as her tongue bathed his sensitive shaft in her warm saliva. Lester was the last man fucking, so to speak. He had one hand full of Sharon's hair, arching her body as he slammed into her doggy style. His other hand was slapping her ass, adding to the smacking flesh noises that filled the room. Lester lasted a couple minutes more before he too came inside one of the lovely blondes. With a grunt, his cock burst, shooting up inside Sharon's dripping wet pussy, at the same time his slap coming down hard on her right buttock. With several rolls of his hips, he squeezed all of his cum into Sharon's cunt, then slipped out and moved over to Emily, using her mouth to clean off his cock just as his father had done. Sharon frowned as Lester pulled out of her. Her mind was swimming and her body sore. Something was very wrong, she could feel it in the back of her brain. Chapter 3. "Take these two naked bitches up to the playroom, Billy," Lester ordered his son as he wiped his spent cock on Sharon's lovely right buttock.
"Sure thing, Pa,"
Billy replied with a nod, pulling Sharon's beautiful friend Emily to her feet by her wrist. Emily and Sharon had been on their way to California for summer vacation only hours earlier. The two beautiful young blondes had been all set for the holiday of their lives when Emily's brand new car had broken down just outside the tiny backwater township of Peckerwood, and their dream holiday turned into a nightmare. Their persecutor, the ugly middle-aged redneck Lester, had offered them a ride back to town, but he first demanded stiff payment from them, coercing the two beauties into sucking his cock right there on the side of the road. After Emily had swallowed Lester's pungent cum, he'd taken the two pretty young women back to his old father's hotel, where Lester's son Billy had given them spiked drinks. The girls had then been drug-raped by three generations of hillbillies and found themselves in their current predicament, prisoners of the horny rednecks.
"Don't forget their clothes, boy,"
growled Lester as Billy pulled Sharon and Emily towards the stairs leading up out of the hotel's main bar.
"We don't want anyone stumbling in here and seeing their stuff."
"Sorry, Pa,"
Billy said, quickly scurrying over to grab the girls' stuff. Sharon rubbed her eyes and winced as Billy collected their clothes. Her head was pounding and her vision was slightly fuzzy. She could still taste Billy's cum in her mouth, and her stomach felt queasy at the thought of Lester's cock stuffed into her pussy. Lester and his father Jethro were sitting down at one of the tables and opening a bottle of bourbon as Billy pushed the girls back towards the staircase. Sharon felt Billy's hand stray to her ass as he urged them up the stairs, his hand squeezing and kneading her bare left buttock, avoiding the glistening streak of cum his father had left of her right butt cheek. At the top of the stairs, Billy led them down a long corridor that had doors on both sides, the rooms all numbered with tarnished metal plates. Billy opened the very last door and pushed the two girls inside. Sharon gasped as she saw the inside of the room. It had been set up with all sorts of bandy gear, leather whips, handcuffs, big dildos, strange racks and numerous other tools that Sharon couldn't even identify. The room was like the inside of a very dodgy adult shop. Billy gave Emily's ass a slap as she also hesitated at the door.
"Come on in, girls, and we'll get you all strapped up,"
Billy said eagerly. Sharon bit her lower lip, her mind racing. Whatever Billy had drugged her with earlier was starting to wear off. She felt sick to her stomach at what the three rednecks had done to them. Her and Emily were in some serious shit. She had to think of a way to escape the clutches of these lecherous hillbillies.
"There's something weird about this room,"
muttered Emily, her face filled with a frown. Emily was apparently starting to come out from the influence of the drugs as well, but she wasn't as clear-headed as Sharon, and the fact that old Jethro had just finished thoroughly buggering her hadn't sunk in yet.
"Your father isn't very nice, Billy,"
Sharon said to the teenager, trying to engage him in conversation. Billy snorted.
"To you, maybe. I wouldn't get no chicks if it wasn't for him."
He walked over to the bed and grabbed a pair of red, felt-covered manacles. Sharon's brow knitted, her mind racing as she tried to remember everything that had gone on downstairs.
"I mean, he wouldn't let you fuck us,"
she said, remembering that Billy had been forced to use only her mouth.
"Yeah, I ain't allowed to fuck till I'm 21.
Billy replied, a note of bitterness in his voice that Sharon immediately latched onto.
"That doesn't seem fair,"
replied Sharon, stepping closer to where Billy stood, trying to put on her most seductive pout.
"You're a grown man, you should be allowed a little pussy."
"Hell yes, I should,"
agreed Billy, swallowing as the naked blonde reached out and tenderly stroked her hand across his chest. Sharon slowly licked her top lip as she ran her hand down across Billy's slightly protruding stomach and then cupped his groin through his jeans, giving his crotch a tender squeeze.
"I love the taste of your big cock in my mouth, Billy,"
she lied.
"Your cock is so much nicer than your father's."
I
Billy stammered, not used to being hit on. He was used to compliant, drugged women.
"You can fuck us if you want to, Billy,"
Sharon offered, her voice husky. I promise we won't tell your father.
Sharon felt the 18-year-old's cock stiffening inside his jeans as she squeezed him.
Oh shit! Moaned Billy as the naked girl rubbed his crotch. We'll give you the ride of your life.
Sharon assured him, reaching up with both hands and unfastening the front of the young man's jeans.
Come on over here and help me, Emily.
Her friend immediately obeyed. Sharon wasn't sure if Emily was still drugged up or if she realized her plan. As soon as Sharon pulled open the front of Billy's jeans, Emily reached in and grabbed his already erect cock, stroking it in her soft hand.
Oh fuck!
Moaned Billy happily as Emily touched his erection.
Are you sure I can fuck you too?
Billy asked uncertainly.
It'll be our secret.
Sharon assured him, taking his hand and guiding it towards her pussy. Billy moaned as he touched the part of her that had been taboo until now. Sharon sighed as Billy slipped a finger up into her moist cunt, probing eagerly. Emily grinned and then bent at the waist, slipping her mouth down over the head of Billy's cock and sucking heavily.
Fuck!
Grunted Billy, his hips twitching as Emily started to suck on his cock, her tongue sliding down over his hard shaft, her noisy sucking filling the small room. At the same time he began to pump his index finger in and out of Sharon's tight cunt, his mind racing as he imagined finally getting to sink his cock into a real vagina.
Mmm.
Emily moaned almost dreamily as she slurped on Billy's cock, her head bobbing over his crotch as she took him deep into her mouth. Sharon leant in and turned Billy's head towards hers, pressing her lips against his and hungrily kissing the young redneck, her hot tongue sliding eagerly into his mouth.
This is gonna be so cool.
Breathed Billy as they broke off the kiss. He reached down and pushed Emily's face away from his dick.
Enough sucking, I wanna fuck you too right now.
Sharon smiled and led Billy over to the bed. She took the red manacles from his hand. Billy had forgotten he was even holding on to them still. Sharon gave Billy a wickedly teasing smile and then pushed him back onto the bed. The gorgeous, naked blonde then climbed onto the bed and straddled Billy's waist. She took hold of the teenager's rock-hard cock and rubbed the head of his cock against her moist pussy lips, teasing him.
Oh yeah!
Moaned Billy, trying to lift his hips up off the bed and push his cock up inside Sharon's sweet pussy, but her hand around the base of his cock held him at bay. He moaned in frustration. Sharon leant down and licked Billy's chin. She then grabbed Billy's hands and pressed them up above his head, against the headboard at the top of the bed.
This is going to be fun, Billy!
Sharon purred, grinding herself down against Billy's loins, her pussy rubbing against Billy's straining cock. Sharon clamped the manacle around Billy's left wrist and fed the other end between the metal bars on the headboard.
You're gonna get really fucked now!
She whispered seductively, her large, swinging breasts brushing against his chest.
Please!
Moaned Billy, aching to sink his cock into the beautiful girl. Sharon clamped the manacle around his other wrist, effectively tying him to the bed. She leant forward, reaching to the small cabinet beside the bed where she'd spotted a ball gag. As she leant forward, her heavy right tit dropped against Billy's mouth, and he immediately sucked eagerly on her nipple.
Completely fucked!
Sharon murmured with a grin, stuffing the gag into his mouth. Sharon immediately pulled back and climbed off Billy, breathing a sigh of relief. Billy's eyes went wide as he realized he'd just been tricked by the blonde bombshell, and he moaned into his gag and thrashed around on the bed, trying to escape the handcuffs.
Get dressed, quick!
Sharon snapped at Emily, reaching for her own clothes as Billy's muffled curse filled the room. He yanked hard on the manacles, but they held strong, keeping him locked to the bed and helpless to stop the girl's escape. Emily hurriedly pulled on her G-string and stuffed her big tits into her lacy bra. The date rape drugs had clearly worn off on her as well as she quickly got dressed. Sharon tugged her tank top down over her head and then bent over at the waist to scoop up her miniskirt, giving Billy an eyeful of her G-string clad posterior that he would have enjoyed were he not busy straining to escape his bonds.
Shit! My jeans aren't here, they must be downstairs!
Said Emily, wearing just her t-shirt and panties as she gazed around the room.
Too bad, we have to get the fuck out of here before those other two decide to come upstairs and rape us again.
Replied Sharon as she pulled on her high heels. Emily nodded her agreement, and reached for her own shoes as Sharon went over to the window and yanked it open. Outside the bedroom stretched the roof over the front porch, an easy escape.
Remind me to listen to you next time you tell me to stick to the freeway.
Emily told her friend as she followed her out the window. The two scantily clad girls hurried across the porch roof and then shimmied down a support beam to the ground. They were out. The center of town was almost pitch black. A little moonlight was all they had to go by. Fortunately, there were no shouts of alarm from inside the Peckerwood Hotel yet, so they still had some time up their sleeve. Emily pointed down the street to where a dark-colored Cadillac was parked in front of a dark shop front, and they both hurried down the street towards it. Emily was a little conscious of the fact she had no pants on, but it wasn't as if there was anyone around to stare at her panty-clad ass. The two of them crouched beside the door of the Cadillac, Sharon glancing nervously back towards the hotel as Emily tried the car door.
It was locked.
Emily leant down and peered through the car window.
I think I can see the keys in the ignition, she whispered excitedly. Find a rock, we'll smash the window,
hissed Sharon in reply, eager to get the fuck out of town. It was Sharon that found a rock, a fist-sized chunk of old concrete on the ground near the back of the car.
Stand back,
she warned Emily, before flinging the rock at the car's side window with all her might. Sharon winced as there was a loud shattered of glass and the window caved in. The noise was so loud that Sharon was certain there was no way Lester and Jethro wouldn't hear it from inside the hotel. Before the girls could do anything further, they were suddenly flooded with a red light.
Hold it right there,
snapped a stern voice from behind them. Sharon's heart sunk at the voice, but then she sucked in a deep, hopeful breath as she turned and saw that it was not one of their assailants, but a cop standing behind them.
"I said hold it,"
snapped the man. "Don't move a muscle." Standing behind the two girls, holding a revolver leveled straight at them, was the Peckerwood sheriff. He looked around 50 years old with gray hair and a very serious-looking gray mustache. Despite the fact it was night, he was wearing a pair of large mirrored sunglasses.
"Hands up,"
he growled, jerking the gun threateningly in their direction. Emily and Sharon gasped in fright, and both lifted their hands above their heads. The red lights from the top of his police car gave the sheriff an almost evil glow.
"Please, officer, you've got to help us,"
said Sharon, glancing back down the road towards the hotel. She saw that Lester had emerged and was standing in the front door, looking down towards them.
"Shut up," snapped the sheriff. "I'll do the talking here."
Sharon swallowed and was immediately silent. She suddenly realized how it must look to the cop, coming across them just as they were breaking into the car.
"Taking a little joyride, ladies?"
he asked as he stared thoughtfully at them, one fuzzy gray eyebrow lifted as he saw Emily had no pants on, his gaze moving down over Emily's bare legs and panty-clad crotch.
"It's not what it looks like,"
said Emily, almost realizing the incriminating situation they'd been caught in. Sharon let out a soft breath as she saw Lester retreat back inside the hotel. The sheriff's eyes narrowed.
"Turn around and put your hands on the hood of the car. I'm going to take you back to the station, and we'll clear this up."
Emily decided that proving their innocence could wait. Their first priority was getting far away from Lester and his deviant, inbred family. Both girls did as instructed, turning and planting their hands on the hood of the Cadillac they had been intending to steal and make their getaway in. The sheriff relaxed a little at the girls' compliance and holstered his revolver. He then stepped up behind Sharon first and began to pat her down for weapons or hidden drugs. They looked like city girls, and from what he'd heard, most city girls were on some sort of drugs. He ran his hand down Sharon's sides, past her narrow waist and over the sensual curve of her hips. The sheriff's breathing quickened as he let one hand slide down across Sharon's posterior, enjoying the delightful swell of her round buttocks before slipping up under the hem of her ultra-short skirt. Sharon gasped, her body stiffening as she felt the sheriff's cold, clammy hand cup her right buttock, left bare by her G-string. The sheriff's hand slipped down between her thighs, his fingers grazing over her panty-clad crotch. Mumbled the middle-aged cop, reaching down and adjusting his cock through his uniform pants, the feel of the voluptuous young body under his searching hands causing a stiffening.
"Hold it right there,"
he ordered once again as his hands ran back up Sharon's sides, this time sliding around to the front of her body. Sharon held her breath as the sheriff's hand moved up past her ribcage and then up over her full breasts, cupping them in his hands. The sheriff cleared his throat as his hands squeezed Sharon's big tits through her tank top, feeling the firm material of her bra as he groped her lovely melons under the guise of searching her for weapons. One hand squeezed the bottom half of Sharon's large right breast as his other hand rubbed across the top of her tits, stroking her cleavage and the upper swells of her boobs that were left bare by her low-cut pink tank top.
"Find anything?"
Sharon squeaked, her voice almost breaking as she summoned the courage to speak up. The sheriff froze at her remark, his hands clamped all over her big jugs.
"Hmm,"
he grumbled, giving the gorgeous blonde's boobs one last squeeze before he stepped back and released her.
"Stay still,"
he commanded, moving over to where Emily stood. The sheriff began his frisking, running his hands cursorily over Emily's shoulders and back, then immediately down to her ass. Clad only in a G-string from the waist down, it was clear that Emily wasn't concealing anything, but that didn't stop the conscientious police officer from exploring her lovely round ass. He breathed heavily through his nose as he ran his hands over Emily's bare buttocks, stroking and squeezing each in turn, before stepping right up behind her and pressing his groin right against her ass as he ran his hands over her bare hips and panty-covered crotch. Gasped the sheriff as he ground his bulging crotch into Emily's lovely ass, letting the fingertips of his right hand slip just down inside the waistband of Emily's panties, grazing her pubic hair. He left his hand there for only a moment, and then seemed to think better of it, snatching his hand out and stepping back away from her, not even groping her tits as he'd down with Sharon.
"Get in the back of the car,"
he ordered. They did as instructed. Sharon was relieved he didn't handcuff them as she'd expected. The old sheriff actually seemed to be a little guilty about feeling them up in her estimation. Maybe this wasn't going to be so bad after all. The sheriff didn't say a word as he drove the police cruiser across town. It was a short trip, taking literally only a minute to get to the Peckerwood Town Jail. Inside there was the sheriff's deputy, a surprisingly good-looking young cop about the same age as Sharon and Emily, with short, curly blonde hair and a handsome smile. The deputy helped the sheriff lock the two of them in the town's only jail cell, flashing Sharon a friendly wink as he locked the door behind them. For some reason, the comely deputy reminded Sharon of Beau Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard. The kind of good-looking, all-American country boy the girls had originally been hoping to bump into when they first drove through Peckerwood.
"I'll talk to you two girls in the morning,"
said the sheriff once they were locked up.
"Wait, you're locking us in overnight?"
asked Emily in alarm. The sheriff sighed.
"It may be a minor thing in the big city, but here in Peckerwood what you two are up to is called Grand Theft Auto."
"No, wait,"
exclaimed Sharon.
"It's not what it looked like."
The sheriff waved away their complaints.
"Sure, sure. You can tell me all about it in the morning."
He glanced over at the handsome blonde deputy.
"Don't worry, Deputy Dale here will look after you ladies till morning."
Sharon sighed and sat down on the cell's only bed. The sheriff grinned and tipped his hat, before turning and walking off towards the door. He paused briefly and muttered something to Deputy Dale before heading off for the night.
"At least we're safe."
Emily murmured to her friend.
Arrested for car theft? Replied Sharon.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire, I'd say. Emily grabbed the pillow from the bed and rested it over her lap in an effort to cover her bare legs as the two girls settled in for a long night under lock and key. About 10 minutes after the sheriff had left, the handsome deputy addressed them for the first time.
So you girls want to get out of here?
He asked them, his smile twinkling mischievously as he winked at them.
Chapter 4.
The handsome blonde deputy grinned at the two busted blondes locked up in the Peckerwood jail cell.
So you girls want to get out of here?
He asked with a wink.
Hell yes,
Emily and Sharon said at once. The two girls had been through a terrible few hours in the backwater township. First their car had broken down, and they'd been forced to give a fat old redneck called Lester a blowjob in exchange for a ride back to town. They'd then been taken to the Peckerwood Hotel where the redneck's son had spiked their drinks and Lester, his son Billy and his ancient old father Jethro had fucked them while they were drugged up. They'd managed to escape after pretending to seduce Billy but didn't get far. The local sheriff had caught them trying to break into a car and after giving them a thorough groping he'd thrown the two of them into jail. Was this young deputy finally throwing them a lifeline and ending the nightmare that was Peckerwood County?
Are you girls from Hollywood?
Deputy Dale asked them.
You sure are pretty, like movie stars.
Sharon couldn't help but blush at the compliment. Dale was so good-looking, such a breath of fresh air after all the ugly inbreds that had put their paws all over her and Emily since they'd been in town.
We're from Wyoming, she explained. You can get us out of here?
Dale nodded but didn't elaborate.
You sure are pretty,
he repeated.
There ain't that many girls in Peckerwood. Especially none as pretty as you two. You'll help us?
Emily prompted. She couldn't help but smile at the young deputy's enthusiastic compliments.
Me and my twin brother Earl don't get to see girls like you two,
Dale continued, seemingly ignoring Emily.
If I let you girls out and take you back to our place, will you let us both bone you?
Sharon raised her eyes at this. She hadn't been expecting such a request. For some reason Dale's good looks made her think he was different to all the other men of Peckerwood, but apparently he just wanted the same thing. Emily leant over to discuss the offer with her friend.
I think we should go for it,
she whispered. Sharon hesitated.
I dunno, we could just take our chances with the sheriff in the morning.
Come on, urged Emily.
He's hot.
Sharon glanced over at Dale, who was watching them expectantly. She certainly couldn't argue with Emily's assessment of his looks.
Well, I guess fucking him won't be too much of a hardship.
Emily grinned, glancing over at the handsome deputy as well.
We've done a lot worse in the last few hours. I still can't believe that old man fucked me up the ass. His brother too, though?
Sharon hesitated again.
He said they were twins,
Emily reminded her.
We'll do it,
Sharon finally announced, turning back towards Dale to let him know the good news.
Hot damn!
Dale clapped his hands together in celebration. He practically jumped to his feet and grabbed the jail key up off the desk behind him, spinning it on one finger.
Earl is gonna love you too,
he told them, shooting them another of his now familiar winks. Dale unlocked the cell door and pulled it open.
My pickup's out back,
he said, gesturing for them to follow him. The two blondes stepped out of the cell, a little tentatively at first. Sharon wondered if breaking out of jail was just going to get them into more trouble. They followed Dale out through the back of the jailhouse. Sharon couldn't help but admire how good the blonde deputies but looked in his police uniform pants. The three of them all loaded into Dale's pickup and headed across town towards his home, with Lynette Skinner's Free Bird blasting from the car stereo.
Walk this way, ladies,
said Dale as he hopped out of the pickup and led the girls up towards the front door of his house. It was a small, cottage-style home with a white picket fence and a large front deck that came complete with a rocking chair.
I bet his brother is even better looking,
Emily whispered to Sharon as they followed Dale inside the cottage.
Earl,
Dale shouted as soon as they entered.
Come on out, I've got us something real pretty to play with.
They made their way into Dale's lounge where he threw on a Southern rock record by the Allman Brothers Band on an old-fashioned record player as Emily and Sharon took a seat on a banged-up old couch by the wall. Dale paused a moment, grinning down at where the two buxom blondes sat, his gaze taking in their long legs and lush curves. He then sat down between the two girls, putting his arms around their shoulders.
Why don't we get to know each other a little better?
He suggested with a big smile.
Earl will be out in a moment to join in. That sounds like a great idea,
agreed Emily, running her hand along Dale's leg, feeling his strong thigh through his uniform pants. Dale turned towards Emily, reaching across her body to cup the side of her face and turn her head towards him. As his lips pressed tenderly against hers, Emily's body melted against his. The beautiful blonde moaned as his tongue slipped into her mouth and sought hers in their passionate kiss. The handsome blonde deputy released Emily and turned the opposite way towards Sharon. He drew her close and kissed her with just as much passion as he had Emily, the busted blonde's mouth opening as soon as they kissed. Dale moaned, letting his hand drop from Sharon's face to tenderly cup her full right breast in his palm, exploring its heavy expanse with his eager fingers. Emily pressed herself against Dale's strong back, her full breast squashing against his shoulders as she reached around, sliding her soft hand between Dale's legs and rubbing over the bulge of his crotch. It felt great to get it on with a guy who turned her on rather than the three ugly rednecks who'd assaulted her back at the hotel. Emily couldn't wait to get Dale's cock inside her. Dale moaned into Sharon's mouth as he felt Emily squeeze his cock through his pants, her palm pressing firmly against his growing erection. He kissed Sharon harder, and let his fingers sink into her large breast, squeezing the lovely round orb with growing passion. He could feel the hard jut of Sharon's nipple against his palm as he groped her sizable boob.
Emily reached up and started to unbuckle the handsome cop's pants as he kissed and felt up her best friend. When she pulled down his zipper and slipped her hand into Dale's underwear, the blonde deputy let go of Sharon, leaning back on the couch and moaning in appreciation of Emily's touch.
"Oh shit, that feels good,"
groaned Dale as Emily stroked his hard erection in her soft hand. The gorgeous blonde was now up and kneeling on the couch beside him as she jerked him off, her eyes full of desire as she stared down at his big penis that was filling her small fist. Dale seemed to realize for the first time that Emily was still wearing no pants. He reached over, running his hand over the bare swell of her shapely hip as she stroked his hard cock. Dale's hand then traced along the arc of Emily's G-string, stroking around the lush roundness of her buttock, and following the line of the skimpy underwear to the crack of her ass. He then let his palm cover her tight buttock and gave it a firm squeeze. Sharon, wanting to get in on the action, yanked her tank top up over her head and tossed it on the floor. Dale turned to her as she reached behind her back and unclasped her white satin bra, arching her back to thrust out her impressive tits towards the handsome blonde deputy. As soon as she let her bra drop away, Dale's hands were reaching up, covering and squeezing Sharon's large bare breasts. As Dale began to feel up the beautiful topless blonde, Emily slipped down off the couch, kneeling at Dale's feet. She bent forward into the handsome cop's lap and captured the tip of his hard dick between her lips. Dale looked down from Sharon's breasts in surprise as Emily slid her warm lips down over his cock.
"Oh fucking hell!"
He groaned in pleasure as Emily sucked him into her wet mouth. He squeezed down extra hard on Sharon's tits, causing her to gasp in surprise. As Emily began to bob her head over Dale's hard cock, Sharon reached behind and unzipped her skirt. She stood up off the couch, Dale's hands leaving her tits as she let her skirt drop to the floor and then peeled off her G-string, standing naked in front of Dale as Emily blew him.
"You're fucking gorgeous,"
groaned Dale as he stared up at Sharon's perfect naked body. Dale's hands had dropped to stroke the top of Emily's blonde head as her sucking mouth slid rapidly up and down his cock.
"Let me taste that sweet-looking pussy,"
Dale said to Sharon, licking his lips in anticipation. Sharon smiled excitedly and moved back onto the couch, this time standing up and straddling the spot where Dale sat, lifting one knee up onto the back of the couch and pressing her crotch forward, towards Dale's face. Dale's hands circled around Sharon's hips and grabbed her by the buttocks, pulling her cunt forwards towards his mouth. The gorgeous blonde gave a moan as Dale swiped his tongue up the length of her slit and then teasingly flicked the tip across her clit.
"Oh God!"
groaned Sharon in pleasure. She was so turned on. She closed her eyes and threw her head back, moaning as Dale began to eat her pussy with surprising skill. Emily moaned as she swallowed Dale's cock deep into her mouth. He tasted so good she couldn't believe she was getting this turned on just by sucking a guy's dick. Emily's lips were sliding rapidly up and down on Dale's hardness, her forehead pressing against Dale's hard stomach with each bob of her head. Standing above Dale and getting her pussy licked, Sharon suddenly felt a hand touching her hair. She was confused for a moment, wondering how Dale could reach her head while his tongue was still buried in her cunt. Then her eyes popped open and she saw an ugly smiling face in front of her. The newly arrived stranger had a shaven head, double chin, and overweight body. His jutting, Neanderthal-like chin was covered in drool and he had a stupid grin on his face as he pulled down on Sharon's hair. Before the busted blonde could protest, the stranger's hands were on the back of her head and he was pulling her face down towards his exposed cock, which was jutting from the open front of his stained denim overalls.
"What?"
Sharon's protest was immediately muffled as the fat, bald man shoved his erect cock into her mouth. The lovely blonde almost gagged at the unexpected intrusion, the stench and taste of stale sweat filling her nostrils and taste buds as the stranger jammed his thick cock deep between her lips. In alarm, Sharon jerked her upper body away from the newcomer. His hands on her head and Dale's face between her sleek thighs tipped her off balance, and she fell sideways, landing on the couch, her left foot hitting Emily in the side of the head and disrupting Emily's enthusiastic cocksucking.
"What the hell?"
cried out Sharon in surprise as the man's foul cock popped out of her mouth. Dale turned in his seat and looked back at the man.
"Earl!"
he announced happily as Sharon struggled up off the couch.
"Hi, Dale,"
said the large bald man, his speech slightly muffled as though his tongue was swollen. Sharon immediately got the impression that Dale's brother was somewhat slow and stupid, possibly retarded. The fat, drooling Earl was certainly not the handsome looker that his twin brother was.
"Ladies, this is my twin brother Earl,"
explained Dale, grinning broadly at his dumb brother. Emily and Sharon exchanged a worried glance. It seemed that fucking these two hillbilly brothers wasn't going to be the pleasant experience they had originally anticipated.
"Come sit down here,"
instructed Dale, patting the seat beside him on the couch.
"And we'll get these two hot things to blow us both."
"Okay, Dale," drawled Earl, hurrying around the couch, the hard cock jutting from the front of his pants bobbing obscenely as he ran. As soon as Earl sat on the couch, Sharon dived in front of Dale, practically shoving Emily out from between his legs. Emily toppled back in surprise, not sure what her friend's rush was.
"Okay, ladies, get sucking,"
ordered Dale. Emily's heart immediately sank as she realized what her so-called friend had just done. It looked like she was stuck with Big Fat Earl, while Sharon got Hot Dale. Emily shot Sharon a black look as she shuffled reluctantly over in front of Earl, kneeling at his feet and reaching for his hard cock. Earl startled, chuckling to himself, as Emily took his erection in one hand and began to stroke it, her other hand slipping between his chubby thighs to reach inside his pants and cup his balls. Beside them, Sharon leant forward, her heavy breasts pressing against Dale's knees as she took hold of the deputy's cock and brought it to her lips.
"Nice,"
breathed Dale as Sharon swiped her tongue around the head of his cock and then sucked it into her mouth.
Sharon gave a moan of appreciation as she tasted Dale's clean, manly cock. It was so much better than his twin brother's nasty organ.
Sup now, Earl said impatiently to Emily, reaching down and grabbing her head in both hands.
The startled blonde didn't really have a lot of choice as Earl pulled her face down into his lap with strong hands on the side of her head gripping her by the ears. Emily's eyes went wide as Earl's foul-smelling pole speared between her lips, sliding down the length of her tongue and lodging right into the back of her mouth. She gagged a little as he arched his back, lifting his hips partway off the couch and attempting to stuff even more of his erection into her mouth. Emily moaned quietly around the mouthful of cock as Earl tightened his grip on her head and started to move her mouth up and down on his hard cock, pretty much face-fucking her.
She's got a pretty mouth,
Earl said to his brother as he bounced Emily's face up and down in his lap, sinking his cock deep between her lips. Sharon meanwhile was feasting on Dale's cock. The gorgeous blonde's head bobbed rapidly over Dale's lap, sucking noisily on his hard shaft. Dale leant forward, reaching beneath her head to get his hands on her world-class tits. Sharon moaned as the sheriff's deputy squeezed her bare breasts, letting their firm expanse fill his groping hands. His fingers seized her nipples and gave them a hard pinch and twist, causing Sharon to moan around her mouthful of his cock.
Turn around,
groaned Dale, abruptly lifting Sharon's head up out of his lap. Sharon grinned up at him, excited at the thought he was about to plunge that beautiful cock of his into her dripping wet pussy. She quickly spun around, going onto her hands and knees and presenting the spectacular globes of her ass towards him, exposing the moist lips of her cunt, ready for his hard cock.
Me first,
blurted out Earl before Dale could even move. The chunky bald-headed dimwit pushed Emily's face out of his lap and he quickly sank down behind Sharon's kneeling body. Dale merely chuckled at his brother's enthusiasm and instead reached for Emily's hand, pulling the relieved beauty to her feet as he stood up in front of her. Sharon cried out in frustration as her chance to fuck Dale disappeared, replaced by Earl's pawing hands on her naked ass. The bald fat man gave Sharon's right buttock a hard slap as he shuffled up behind and aimed his cock up against the entrance to her tight pussy. His hard shaft was still glistening with Emily's saliva as he pushed forward, parting the lips to Sharon's delicious vagina with the head of his cock.
Yeah, mama!
Groaned Earl happily as he sunk his erection into Sharon's pussy. Starting to fuck the gorgeous blonde doggy style. Sharon bit her lower lip as she felt the disgusting man's cock drive into her tight entrance, shunting her forward with each hard thrust of his hips. Beside the rutting couple Dale and Emily started to strip off their clothes, both pausing intermittently to stroke and kiss various pieces of flesh as they became exposed. Once they were both naked, Dale pulled Emily into his arms and passionately kissed her, their bare bodies pressing together, and their tongues wrestled within their mouths. Emily could feel Dale's hard cock pressing against her flat stomach. She felt so grateful to be in the handsome cop's arms after the forceful face fucking she had just received from Dale's ugly twin brother. Emily reached between their bodies to take hold of Dale's hard erection in both hands, stroking it lovingly as they kissed.
I want this in me,
she murmured to Dale, her voice husky with lust. Dale smiled and drew Emily down to the floor, lying her on her back beside where Earl was pumping against Sharon doggy style, the slapping of his fleshy hips and flabby belly against Sharon's perfect posterior filling the room with smacking noises. Dale slipped between Emily's parted legs and guided his perfect erection to the juncture of her creamy thighs.
Oh yes,
gasped Emily in pleasure, as Dale's hips surged and he thrust his cock smoothly up inside her. She reached up running her fingers over the strong muscles on the back of his arms as he began to fuck her. Her hands slid down his strong back to cup his tight buttocks and pull him deeper against her.
Swap now,
said Earl suddenly. To Emily's horror, Dale chuckled indulgently at his brother and lifted himself up off her. Her pussy yearned at the suddenly emptiness as she felt his cock withdraw. The gorgeous deputy was quickly replaced by his obese twin brother, Earl's crushing weight covering Emily's voluptuous body as he wormed his way between her sleek thighs. Emily's eyes went wide as Earl pressed his mouth down over hers, his drool-covered tongue shoving its way between her lips. Earl moaned as he hungrily kissed her. The only saving grace was that his fat belly was getting in the way of his sticking his cock into her pussy. Dale pulled Sharon to her feet and gave her a hungry kiss, sliding both his hands up to cup and tenderly squeeze her big tits. He gave her nipples a quick pinch and then scooped her up in his arms, carrying her over to what seemed to be their dining room table on the far side of the lounge. Sharon was grateful to get a little bit of distance between her and the overly horny Earl, letting out a relieved sigh as Dale laid her naked body gently down on the table and ran his hands tenderly over the generous curves of her hips, legs and breasts. He then drew her over to the edge of the table, moving between her legs. The table was at the perfect height for him to stand between her legs and slip his hard cock into her already well-fucked cunt.
Oh God!
Groaned Sharon loudly, happy to finally feel Dale's cock inside her after her earlier denial. The gorgeous blonde wrapped her long legs around Dale's slim waist as his cock surged inside her, driving deep into her eager, clutching pussy. The deputy's hands slid up and cupped her big tits as he fucked her, squeezing them firmly and causing her to cry out in pleasure. Back on the floor, Earl finally extracted his tongue from inside Emily's mouth. His oversized stomach made missionary position sex pretty much impossible, and he clambered onto his knees in frustration, his hard cock jutting down below his hanging belly, glistening with Sharon's pussy juices. Emily cast a quick, envious glance at her friend Sharon, who was getting gloriously fucked by Dale on the table. Her view was abruptly obscured by Earl's bulk as the deputy's unattractive brother pushed his erection into Emily's face. The blonde obligingly slipped her mouth over Earl's cock once again and started to suck forcefully as he pawed at her big tits.
With his podgy hands on her boobs, at least he wasn't forcing her head down on his cock, and she was free to bob her head at her own pace and depth. On the table, Sharon cried out in pleasure, as she came, Dale's pumping hips pushing his lovely penis deep into her pussy.
I'm gonna come soon,
moaned Dale, his hands firmly kneading the soft flesh of Sharon's generous-sized melons. Sharon moaned in reply, lost in the bliss of her own climax.
Can I do it in your mouth? Asked Dale.
I've always wanted to see a chick swallow my load. Sharon moaned, biting her lower lip, her eyes closed. Dale took that as agreement, and moved around to the side of the table, standing by Sharon's head. He turned her towards him, holding her head in both hands, one on the back of her neck and one on the top of her head, pinning her in place. Dale lined his trembling erection up and pushed it deep into her mouth. Moaning, he started to pump his hips, his hard cock thrusting in and out of Sharon's mouth even faster than it had her pussy.
Fuck!
He grunted.
Here it comes!
Dale slammed his cock deep into Sharon's helpless throat as it exploded, shooting his hot load of cum into her, as he clutched her face against his crotch.
Yeah!
He gasped, arching his back as he came, her throat desperately swallowing to keep up with his climax.
Drink that cum down, baby!
Sharon's eyes were wide and her mouth stretched wide as Dale fed her his sperm. While his brother finished in Sharon's mouth, Earl had dragged Emily back to the couch and bent her face down over the edge. He was now kneeling behind her, slamming himself against her ass as he drove his cock into her pussy from behind. With a grunt, Earl joined his brother in climax, shooting his load into Emily's cunt as he pumped against her buttocks. Emily bit down on the cushion in front of her as Earl flooded her pussy with his foul seed. Perhaps she should have listened to Sharon and stayed in the jail. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.